This is Weird Weekly News Channel, sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN, and we do welcome you today. Today is July the 11th. We appreciate you joining us. Of course, sad news starts out our news show today. In Dallas, gunmen shot and killed 5 police officers and wounded 7 others during a protest over fatal police shootings of black men in other states. It appears to be the deadliest day for U.S. law enforcement since the 2001 terrorist attacks. Thursday, bloodshed, which unfolded just blocks away from where President John F. Kennedy was slain in 1963, also evoked the trauma of the nation's tumultuous civil rights era. Police Chief David Brown blames snipers, but it was unclear just how many shooters were involved. Authorities initially said 3 suspects were in custody and a 4th dead, but Brown later said police were not certain that all the suspects had been located. Mayor Mike Rawlins said the dead suspect was slain by police using explosives in a parking garage where the man had exchanged gunfire with officers. Before dying, the police chief said the dead suspect declared to officers that he was upset about recent shootings and wanted to kill whites, especially white officers. The suspect had also said that he was not affiliated with any groups and stated that he acted alone and not with any other group. Sad the state of affairs that we have here in the United States. The distance between blacks and whites is still there. It's one of those most difficult things to deal with in society as we tried to make one nation. After the election of President Obama, we thought things might quiet down a bit, but there's still quite a bit of hatred in this world and such a sad state of affairs, even to start our news story this week. Stephen Burnby had a long list of hobbies and interests, and at 14, he was starting to catch up to his father and older siblings. He loved tennis, bass fishing, and playing and worship piano at church, a talent he inherited from his grandmother, his father said. He also enjoyed shooting, a skill he learned from his father, William Clayton Burnby. Target practice was one of the things Stephen was poised to surpass his father at the gun range. Because their parents kept guns at the home for self-defense, each of the 7 Burnby children learned gun safety at an appropriate age, Clayton Burnby said. We wanted our kids to be aware of guns, he said. I wanted them to be comfortable around them and to understand them. Nothing Stephen knew about guns, it seemed, could have prevented his father from accidentally shooting him dead Sunday at a Sarasota, Florida gun range. Clayton Burnby, 64, pulled the trigger while trying to fish a hot shell casing out of the back of his shirt, according to the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. The investigation continues, but there are no charges pending against the father, the department said in a statement on Monday. The father shot his son, mistaking him for an intruder. Clayton Burnby does not appear to dispute the fact of the department's account, accepting responsibility for his son's death. He hopes the incident serves as a reminder to parents to be vigilant against everything they do with children, bearing in mind that anything can happen despite best intentions and preparations. The gun didn't kill my boy. I did, he told CNN. Every round in the gun is your responsibility. When it fires, you need to stand to account for it. That's what I've spent the last 2 days doing, accounting for my mistake. Clayton Burnby brought Stephen and his 24-year-old son and 12-year-old daughter to High Noon Gun Range for target shooting, just as he did once or twice a month. After Clayton had fired a round at a target, the bullet casing was ejected from the handgun. The casing bounced off a wall and fell into the back of his shirt, the sheriff said. In an attempt to remove the casing, the elder Burnby reached behind his back with the hand that was holding the gun. While doing so, he inadvertently pulled the trigger, the department said. The father said the round hit the ceiling and came down onto his son. It was a very freak accident, and I made a mistake. It doesn't take but a split second for something to go wrong, and that could be, in this case, with a gun. And it could have been just a terrible accident. It was a wrong mistake, and he totally regrets it. What an awful thing to do. You know, you take your kids someplace to enjoy the being with them, but guns nowadays, it just, so many people have been killed by guns. I wish that we could come up with some laws to protect our children from these accidents, no matter what's going on in life. It's just an awful thing when a child loses his life, especially a young child at that age. And even though it was an accident, there should be some way that we can protect children from gun violence.
Earlier this week, a Connecticut boy
thanked his hero for saving his life. 12-year-old boy had gone with his family hiking in a Connecticut woods when he encountered some sort of plant that caused him a horrible allergic reaction. The family raced down the mountain and found a fire station with one paramedic there on guard. The paramedic wasn't actually supposed to be there that day, but the boy was turning blue, the paramedic said. He took a bottle of epinephrine and gave the boy a shot and provided mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, brought the boy back. He then had the boy immediately driven over to the local hospital. It was his quick thinking that saved the young man's life. It's always great to see heroes like that. The boy came back later with his family to thank his hero in a very special way, providing him with a great big hug. What a wonderful thing to hear, you know, great to see. So many people out there care about kids, and it's one of the most wonderful things to do on the news channel is to talk about the heroes out there that save children's lives, especially this young man. You should have seen his face as he gave this man a hug, thanking him for giving him back his life, for rescuing the boy in a time of need. I love great news stories, guys, on Weird Weekly News. We will continue to bring you all the positives out there. There's too many negatives. It's nice to bring you positive
news. And in sports news this week.
Moving on. Of course, you know, we've been covering Wimbledon, and Milos Raonic, although he was trying hard, he did defeat Roger Federer the day before, but he was no way going to defeat Wimbledon's new champion this year, Andy Murray. This is Murray's second championship, actually his third major overall. Murray was so excited after winning the championship this year, 6-4, 7-6, and 7-6. It was a 2-hour, 48-minute affair, and it was a wonderful time to watch. Murray was so happy. He said later, "It's difficult. I feel happier and more content this time. You know, I feel like this was sort of more for myself and for my team as well." Murray was just elated as he just bounded off the field after winning this Wimbledon. He said this was the best Wimbledon that he had ever played. He said last time it was just pure relief. It was just a big thing for the British people to have a British man finally win Wimbledon. It's something you start to think about and put more and more pressure on yourself to do. I didn't really enjoy the moment the first time as much as I am this time. I'm going to make sure I enjoy this one more than any of the others. Murray played flawless tennis this 2 weeks, and it was wonderful to watch. Of course, he'll be moving on against Novak Djokovic, who I thought was going to win, and that'll be in the U.S. Open. Not very far away, guys. Of course, not very far away also will be the Little League World Series, and we will be covering that on Weird Weekly News. Let's move on.
A young boy will learn the ropes of the business world earlier than most after his father saved him from the toxic environment of his previous school.
When the real estate manager, Lee Cook, discovered that his 9-year-old dyslexic son was being bullied by his classmates, he made a bold decision to pull him out of the school. Cook was forced to decide to homeschool his son after the boy confessed that he had been the subject of bullying by his classmates for more than 2 years, reported the Daily Mail. Moving forward, the father
from Wolfhart in England will be teaching his son personally from his work office. The photo of his son's first day at the new school has since gone viral after he posted it on social media. Dressed in formal business attire, the young trainee is shown answering the phone calls at a desk in his shirt and tie. Lee Cook posted, "Today is the first day of my 9-year-old son's new life after being bullied for nearly 2 years at school in Wyndham. I removed him due to lack of protection, support, and complete corrupt, back-turned, brush-under-the-carpet attitude within the senior members of the school. Today we learned math, ICT, and telephone manners. Today my boy smiled and laughed, and so did I. I hope he shows these bullies and the negative blinded teachers that because you have dyslexia, it doesn't mean you deserve to be picked on and ignored by the teachers that are meant to protect you. Never accept bullying. Stand up and deliver yourself today." What a wonderful thought. It's wonderful to see him doing so well at his father's office. For the first day, it looks like this young man is happy to be amongst his father and learning an education. Lee Cook said that it's happy to see his son enjoying himself again. And the message he puts out, never accept bullying, stand up and defend yourself today. He hopes he shows the bullies that the negative blinded teachers and the negative blinded teachers that just because you have dyslexia, it doesn't mean you deserve to be picked on or ignored. It means just that you need to be just as protected as those around you. What a great story of a father caring about his son. And in
Moving news,
the movie Tarzan has come out just recently. And the person that is actually the actor playing Tarzan in this movie wants to praise real-life human heroes. And this is what he shared in an interview. It's a great message in the interview with Alexander Sarkoz, the new King of the Jungle, in which he says his hero is Tarzan, not some of the animated figures shooting spider webs from their fingers. He said, "I think boys need real-life heroes instead of Ninja Turtles and special effects." He said, "Years ago, my older brother and I went to a Steve Reeves movie. I told my brother, I want to grow up to be a man with muscles like that. It was an impossible challenge since I was in crutches and leg braces from polio. But my brother worked with me even after he died. I kept on with my gym training. Fast forward to the Beverly's Garland Hotel, and there was Steve Reeves and his wife. They were signing autographs. As I approached him, he said, 'You have great guns, man. You must work out.' He said, I was too overcome to tell him that here was a disabled 10-year-old boy, that he was that boy's role model, and that's how he grew and was able to put together enough of the muscles to become the new Tarzan. And how many kids get inspired by Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which it's nice to know that a kid got inspired by a real person." You know, another wonderful thought, guys, if we could be inspirations for the kids around us, that they look up to us, not just because of the things that we look like, but by how we act, by what we do around them, that we're a positive influence in their world. You know, society thinks of us as nothing but negative influences for them, but we need to be a positive influence. This young man looked up to an actor, but how much more is it when you look up to a real-life person, somebody that you know, somebody that you can trust, and you can say, I want to be just like this person when I grow up. I like good news stories, guys.
Computer safety news.
Moving on. One of the things we haven't actually talked about on Weird News, but I do want to mention today because it's very special. Do you know on your computers, they generate what's called thumbnails? Thumbnails are a snapshot image of the files you have browsed. They don't get removed even after you delete or wipe files, which can hardly be it can become a real serious issue for some people. There is a tool now that lets you visualize them, a very special tool, and you have the option to wipe them. It finds stuff above and beyond normal cleanup tools. It's at a place called Merlin.com. Merlin.world. That's Merlin.world. /getthumbprints/viewer. But if you just go to Merlin.world, that's the HTTPS Merlin.world, you can download a program that will allow you to view the thumbnails that are left on your computer. And it's a good idea to take a look at that periodically. Not so much so you just get rid of bad stuff, but getting rid of junk. Junk that can accumulate on your computer over time. It's not a bad idea. It gets your computer cleaned up. So again, I remind you, it's called Merlin.world. There's a thing there. It's a thumbnail viewer. It allows you the option to go in and look for thumbnails that are left on your computer. Not a bad idea to do periodically. We do that, of course, on Weird Weekly News. We want to be able to keep you up with all the things that are going on
this
in
week,
the world.
My editorial
now with a little bit
is
about
news.
An article posted over on the Boy Love News channel. It's an article posted by a man by the name of Dragon Lover, and it's called The Sex Offender Registry, Public Safety, or a Witch Hunt. He goes into describing how the registry requires people to register every 3 months. They have to go and provide any information that has changed in their lives, no matter how insignificant it might be. And if you haven't reported that information within a short period of time, they can lock you up and put you back away for more years. And then they send you out a letter that in that letter, it's noted that they're sending you this letter from the law enforcement agency about Megan's Law. It's boldly printed on the letter. Anybody that sees you receiving the letter, it's as if you are being scarred again with what was proverbially the scarlet letter. What a sad state of affairs our country has gotten into. I know many years ago, I worked with a man that had been in prison for 25 years for murder. And he had gotten out of prison after serving his time. And he was working as a maintenance man at a local hotel. Just as nice a person as you'd ever want to meet. But he did not have to carry around the stigma of being called a sex offender for the rest of his life. I just think it's terribly unfair that our government has laid this on us. That's something you never get out from under. Now, there are people out there working on the potential that states are going to be able to, after you've been on there for a certain period of time, you won't have to register as regularly again. But then there are those that are out there actually making sites that are putting up all your information, providing not only your private information, but your phone number, your address, your social security number. And you have to beg them to remove you from that database. And people are getting paid to do that all over the world. It's insane what's going on. The persecution against our world is just absolutely ridiculous. A good friend of mine and I were talking on Saturday, and he actually made a very good point. I told him, I asked him for permission to use his part of his conversation that we were discussing, he and several others. And he said this. He said, the hysteria is not about protecting children. It's never been about protecting children. Rather, it's about the enlargement of police departments, which is very appealing to small-minded administrative empire builders, and the acquisition of money and more money. So it's ridiculous. It's also about broadcasting salacious headlines to bring in viewers and thereby advertising dollars, consulting fees, therapeutic fees, and the enlargement of private for-profit prison systems. Prisons now are totally for-profit, and it's becoming ridiculous. I read recently where several prisons are actually suing states for not having enough prisoners. They wanted the states to lock up more people so they can bring in more profit. What a ridiculous thing that we have set up in today's day and age. It's absolutely stupid. What the hysteria is really about, this gentleman told us, is money. Everything goes back to money. It's got nothing to do with protecting children. It's got nothing to do with what's best for kids. They lock up kids. They don't care about kids. It's about the ever-loving dollar. As in everything, it seems that's what the world is coming to today, guys. That if we don't protect ourselves, gentlemen, no matter what you do this week, please remember this. We're a family. Protect each other. If you know somebody that's doing something stupid, tell them. let them know they should not be doing this. We need to be there for each other. We need to protect each other and support each other. This has been your DJ for Weekly World News on Weird, sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. Each week on Monday, we'll be doing a new section. If you would like us to add something to this, you have ideas, feel welcome to send us an email on the Weird site, Weird Radio site. Appreciate you doing so. Thank you for listening in, and have a wonderful week. This has been your DJ on Weird Weekly News.